Begin the current daf, Masechet Chulin daf Tzadik Vav. Begin 15 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the halacha of the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of this parak regarding the laws of the Gid HaNasha. That is the sciatic nerve, this tendon, this sinew that's inside the thigh, the leg of the animal. Says the Mishnah, Anoitel Gid HaNasha. So the one who's taking it out, as we said, the Torah says, is forbidden to consume that. So one has to remove it from the thigh, from the piece of meat. The one who takes out the Gid HaNasha, says the Tanakama, Tzarech Sheitel Es Kulei, has to remove the entirety, which is the halacha of Yichatit Acharav, which the anonymous Tana over here is, the Mishnah is like Reb Meir, which the Gemara had said previously, the Tzadik Beis Mabeis, that he holds Chatita Boy, that you have to go ahead and remove, eviscerate the whole thing, they have to take it all out from the body. Whereas Reb Yehuda, as we had quoted his opinion too, he says, no, Kedei L'Kayim by Mitzvah Netila, enough to fulfill the Mitzvah Netila, which is just to take the part that is the upper part, but you don't have to go through the entire flesh and remove all the different parts of that Gid. Continues the Mishnah, if someone eats an olive-sized piece of the Gid HaNasha, that much of it, so that's the shear, that's the minimum of getting lashes, is always a share of kezayis. Therefore, if he eats that amount, he gets one set of lashes. Now, let's say he eats the whole Gid HaNasha, but it's a small animal, small Gid, it doesn't have even the size of a kezayis. Still chayim is chayim because it's a barrier, it's its own entity, which would make a person liable no matter how much that amount is. As the Gemara says in Makas of Yigilam and Alb, where there was an opinion that says, well, don't you agree to me that if someone eats an ant, he's going to be liable? Which they said to me, yeah, because that's kibriyasa. If it's an entirety of an element, of a creation, of a creature, here too, it's a whole Gid HaNasha, even if it's not the Sheva Kezayis, one would be liable to lashes. Now, continues the Tanakama, Ochel Mizek Kezayis to Mizek Kezayis. If someone eats an olive size of the right Gid HaNasha, which is on the right thigh, and the Kezayis of the left side, so Sevik Shmainim, those are two different Gid HaNasha, so each one is liable. That would be make a person liable for two sets of lashes. Which the Yehuda may says, no, in the Sevik Larabam, you only get one set of lashes because the Gid HaNasha only applies to one of the two Yerechs, only one of the two thighs, and therefore one would only be liable to one set of lashes. Now the Gemara brings a story related to the halacha of our Mishnah that Bar Piuli, which was his name, Havakoi Kameh de Shmuel, he was in front of Shmuel, but Komanakar Atma, and he was taking out the Gid HaNasha from the thigh. Now Havakoi Goyim Lei, he was just, like he was doing like a Behuda. He wasn't being Mechat, he wasn't getting out every piece, every ventricle of this, every threading of this Gid in the body. He was just flopping off the upper part, which that's the thigh part, which sticks out like a spoon. He was just taking off that top part. Now, Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, Chus Beitfei, dig in deeper. Get all the different pieces that are inside the flesh. Hashtulei Chazisach, if I hadn't seen you now, Sefeshali Yisur, you would have given me something forbidden for me to eat. So Yirtis, he was shaken, and Nafal Sakinim Yadeh, and he dropped the knife from his hand. So Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, Lei Tirtis, don't be so afraid. I'm not suspecting you to be an ignoramus or a wicked person. The Eirilach, the one who taught you to do like this, Rebbe Yehuda Eirilach, he taught you like Rebbe Yehuda. But he was telling him to do like Reb Meir, which is to be Mechat Acharav. Now, Amar of Sheshes says, my deshokal Bar Piuli, what Bar Piuli had taken away initially, was Deirais Leb Yehuda. He had done what was biblically required to remove from the Gid HaNasha according to Yehuda. And that is the Gemara. The words of Rav Sheshes sounds like Machlal. The inference is, Deshayed Rabban Leb Yehuda, but he left over what, even according to Yehuda, is rabbinically obligated to remove from the Gid HaNasha. So the Arile, come on Arile. So then whom was this one who taught him? Like who is he teaching? Even according to Yehuda is saying that the rabbinic part was left inside. Elam Rav Shesha is no rather what Rav Shesha says was my the Shakal Bar Piuli, what Piuli had originally taken away, was the Raisa, was biblically, according to a mayor, sufficient. But my the Shai, what he had left over, which Shmuel said take out, was the Rabbanan the mayor. Because as the Gemara is explaining right now, that Remeir that requires Chatita to go ahead and take out every last part of what's inside the flesh is only rabbinically obligated. Because the Rebbe Yehuda, Afilim Adra Bodim Shari, because even according to Rebbe Yehuda, that's who the one that taught him, even rabbinically it's okay. It's only saying that what Shmuel was telling him, which was an obligation according to Remeir, was only the rabbinic element. But even Remeir agrees biblically what Bar Piuli had done, which is like the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, is also okay just to take off the upper part. Now, the Mishnah had said, if someone eats an olive size of the Gid HaNasha, or the whole thing, even it's less than the Kezai, he's going to be Chayav V'chulu, etc. Now, Amar Shmuel, he qualifies that Le'asur Torah, the Torah didn't make it forbidden, the Gid HaNasha, Elisha ala kaf bilvad, only the part that's on the spoon part of the thigh, meaning, even though the Gid is long, and it goes throughout the entire leg, The only part that's forbidden is the part that lays on the spoon part. Whereas Tosfos explains, not necessarily getting into the machlekes in our Mishnah of Remeir and Behuda, it could be even what's in the flesh itself, but in the lev part, it's only what's on the spoon part itself. Shnemak says in the Pasuk, Al Kaf Hayarech, that was the part which had jumped away, that's what's forbidden, Al Kain Lo Yechul B'nei Yisrael Zegir HaNosha Ash Al Kaf Hayarech, which is on the spoon part of the thigh. That's the flesh that is around the thigh that's attached to the bone, where this Gid HaNosha, which we call the long Gid, in contrast to a different Gid that's over there, lays partly on that flesh, that's the part that's biblically prohibited as the Gid HaNosha. Now Amra Papa, he says, Kitanoi, actually this Halacha Shmuel is contingent on the Machlekes Tanoim, as the Gemara is going to explain, that it comes out according to Rabbanan that they hold of this Halacha Shmuel, whereas Rabbi Yehuda does not. As the Braisa says, Achlov Emba Kizayis, like we had this Halacha in our Mishnah, someone eats the whole Gid HaNosha. However, the whole Gid HaNosha doesn't even itself have the measurement of an olive size. So Tanna Kama says, as our Tanna of our Mishnah said, Chayiv, he's going to be liable. Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, no, Ashi Yibbe Kezayis, until it has the measurement of a Kezayis, even if you eat the whole thing, if it doesn't have a Kezayis, you're going to be exempt. As the Gemara explains, my Tam de Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan? So as we said in the Mishnah, Beria, Bifnei Atzmahi, it's a creature, it's an organism, and it's the entirety of a thing, so therefore then, it's going to be Chayiv. However, it's a good tintamid base. Rabbi Huda, he's going to tell you. No, achilik sibbe. The pasuk says, akin lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. Generally, when we say a terminology of a consumption, it's referring to a minimum of a kezayis, and therefore, one's going to be exempt, even if it's the entirety of the gira nasha. But Rabbanan, they would tell you, hahi achila, this that it says the terminology of eating, is coming to teach you, dechi is be'arba v'chamisha zeisim, that even if the whole gira nasha, it's a large Gid HaNosha, it has 4 or 5 alum volumes a size in it, that even if he doesn't eat the whole thing, v'achol chad kezayis, and it eats even only one kezayis, mechayiv, there's going to be liable. In other words, that you shouldn't say that he's not going to be liable until he eats the whole thing, and that's what we're saying, that you even chayiv if you eat a kezayis. But if you eat the whole thing, then you don't need to have a kezayis, as they hold, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Huda, he would tell you that no, you can't say that's what Achil is coming to tell you, because we don't need that to tell you that halacha, because me'asher al-kafa yarech nafka. You already learned it out from the pasuk asher al-kafa yarech that's on the spoon part of the thigh, where it's telling you that you don't need to be eating the whole thing to be liable. The pasuk is saying that even if you only eat what's on the spoon part, you're going to be liable as long as there is an achila, according to Rabbi Huda, where it has to have at least the size of kezayis. But Rabbanan, they would tell you no. Hahu, that Ashal Kafa Yarech is not saying that you even chayiv only if you eat part of it, not if you eat all of it. They hold that's what you learn the ad from the previous halacha, from the previous idea of achila. And therefore they don't have it for Yehuda to say that always has to be a size of kezayis. They say, Hahu, this Ashal Kafa Yarech mi boilin lik de Shmuel is necessary to teach Shmuel's halacha. The Amar Shmuel, the Shmuel said, La astra tayre elisha al kafa yarech. To the contrary, it's not saying, even if you eat only part of it. No, the Torah is saying that that the liability is only on that's on the spoon part of the thigh. That's so we see the Rabbans like Shmuel. For Behuda, however, he says, no, Hayarech Ksiv. It's a the thigh, the Kuli Yarech, which tells us the whole thigh. And therefore we see that he does not hold like Shmuel's halacha. Rather, he holds that any part of the Gid HaNosha, if you eat a kezayis part of it, you can be chayiv. So again, this is where we see that the halacha of Shmuel is contingent on machlekes. Now, Rabbanan, they would tell you, no, hahu, this that it says hayarech is not coming to tell us that the whole thigh is going to be aser from the Gid HaNosha. Rather, it's coming to tell you that the iser of Gid HaNosha is only on the inner gid, on the inner tendon, which the one that we call Gid HaNosha. The pashar isur b'kol yarech, that its prohibited element spreads throughout the entire thigh. Lafuki chitz in the loy, excluding the outer one, which is not prohibited, ulo ilm shalakaf. But although this is the one that spreads throughout the whole leg, that's the one that's us as Gid HaNosha, but the only part that's prohibited, say the Rabbanan, which is like Shmuel, is the part that's on the thigh. And again, that's the explanation of their machlekes, if you need to have the Gid HaNosha to have at least a share of a kezayis, well, like Rabbanan say, no, your chayiv, even if it's smaller than kezayis, if it's the whole entity itself, as the Gemara goes through the different ways they understand the pasuk. But again, one of the elements that we find over there is their machlokes in the halacha of Shmuel, that is, according to Behuda, does not hold like the halacha of Shmuel. It's actually us the whole thing, and to the contrary, Ashal Kav is teaching you that even for only part of it, you be chayiv. Whereas according to Rabbanan, you know that from the term of achila, And Ashal Kav is teaching in Shmuel's Halacha that that is actually the only part that's prohibited. Now, the Gemara asks, however, Hai Kaf Mi Boyle, how could you learn out from Ashal Kaf HaYarech, the way you're learning out here, but it's necessary to teach a different Halacha, Lemuti Oifti Lesle Kaf, as a previous Mishnah told us, it's excluding a bird that there's no problem with Gina Nasha because there's no spoon part that's protrudes and that's round. So it's the Gemara Trei Kaf Ksiv, it says two times the word Kaf, and therefore one would teach to exclude the bird from the halacha of Gira Nasha, and the other one would be teaching either, as we said over here, regarding the halacha of Shmuel, which is that it's only on that part, or like Rabbi Yehuda had said, to say that even if you only have part of the Gira Nasha, as long as you have the Shir Bechila of Kazayis, one is going to be Chayv. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this general theme of the Isser Gira Nasha. Says the Mishnah, Yeruch Shnis Bashba Gira Nasha. The Gira Nasha is a prohibited element. It's like treif, non-kosher, and therefore has to be taken out from the thigh. Says the Mishnah, what's if, let's say, the thigh, the leg of the animal was cooked with the Git HaNasha still inside of it? So says the Mishnah, Im Yesh B'Benayis in Tam, if the Git, that tendon, is going to give flavor or gave flavor to that piece of meat, to that thigh, Hariz Asur, so that's forbidden. Tam is Ke'isr, the taste is like the prohibited element itself. Now you have the taste of the prohibited element in that thigh, so it's all going to be forbidden. Says the Mishnah, Ketzim Misharanai, so how do we evaluate if it's something that's giving taste? It's kibasr belefis. It's like meat in turnips. In other words, we view the thigh as turnips. We view the gid, the tendon that's part of that thigh, as meat. If that measurement of the gid was like meat, and the thigh was like turnips and would give a taste, then that meat of the thigh is going to be forbidden. Now, the shiur in these measurements are halachal Meshav Sinai. It's halachas that were tradition given down from Meshav from Har Sinai, which that was the tradition that that's how we evaluated. Even though if we would evaluate the thigh not as turnips but rather as cabbage or as leek, you would actually need more or less. But that's halachal Meshav Sinai. That's how we evaluate. Now continues the Mishnah, Gid Anasha Shnis Bashal Im Hagidim. Regarding the Gid Anasha, which is a sinews tendon, these are the different parts that connect the bones to the flesh, that was cooked with other gidim that are permitted. So says the Mishnah, Mizman Shemekirai, so when you recognize which is the Gira Nasha, so you obviously throw it away because that's prohibited. Now all you have left over here is what's called platis, is the absorptions of the taste of that were the emissions of the Gira Nasha. So then Benois and Tam. So then if it gave taste to all these other kidin, to all these other tendons, so then they're all going to be forbidden. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to explain that when you have two species of the same thing, which you cannot discern it by tasting it, because kidin tastes the same, that then you evaluate that with what's called shishim. If it has a ratio of 60-1, then it's going to be batal, but if it's less than that, then it's not going to be batal, then it's going to be considered something that's giving taste and going to be forbidden. Now, vimlav, but if let's say it's not discernible, and the gid is mixed in here to all these other gidim, and each one you can say maybe this is the gid anasha, so then kul nasurin, so then they're all going to be forbidden, which the Gemara is going to ask, why? Why don't you say what's the halacha bat l'barayim, that it should be nullified in the majority of all of those other gidim, of all those other kosher tendons? Now, v'harayitiv, regarding the gravy, which obviously you're not confusing that as the gid anasha itself, then b'nai sentam, then we evaluate it, if it gives taste to the gravy, then it's aser, but if not, then it's mutter. Now, that was all talk, remember, we're going to the Gira Nasha. But says the Mishnah, V'chein chaticha shal navela, something would apply to a piece from a non-properly slaughtered animal, V'chein chaticha shal dag tame, also a piece of a non-kosher fish, Shnis basha machatichas, it was cooked with other pieces. So, Bezman shemekiran, when you recognize the prohibited pieces, so then you throw that out, and you evaluate, B'nois and tam, that if it's not enough to give a taste into those prohibited pieces, so then the rest are going to be permitted. Vimla, but if let's say you don't recognize which is the non-kosher piece of meat, then kulin, all the other pieces are asuras, they're all going to be forbidden, because each one you have to suspect and say, maybe this is the non-kosher piece. Now, v'harayitiv, but the gravy is going to be permitted if you don't have from those prohibited pieces, but nice and tam, enough to give a taste in all the pieces and all the gravy and all the small little sediments that's on the bottom, if that we're going to evaluate with nice and tam. Now, Amish Shmuel qualifies Allah of the Mishnah. He says, we didn't learn that if it is going to give taste, the Gid HaNasha that was cooked with the Yerech, that then the whole thigh is forbidden. That's Elishin Nizbashalba. That's only specifically, as the wording of our Mishnah is, that it was cooked with the thigh. Because then the gravy that when one is cooking, there's juices that mix together, that takes the taste of the Gira Nusra throughout the whole meat, and therefore, since it's giving it a taste, it has that measurement, it's going to be awesome. But if let's say it got roasted with it, so then actually when it gets roasted, it's not soaking in juices. Actually, then it gets shriveled up inside. Actually, does not bubble up and go outside the gira nashra throughout the whole thigh. So there, actually, kailif, you peel. In other words, you could cut away and va'eichel and eat. You could eat the thigh up until you get to the gira nashra. It actually does not spread out. It actually contracts when it gets roasted, and therefore actually the Gira goes inside of itself and does not make the rest of the thigh prohibited. On that aspect, is that really so? V'amr Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Gidisha tzala'oi, regarding a kid goat that was roasted, bechelboi, with its fats, meaning the fats of the kidneys, which are prohibited fats in the animal, not removed. So it's being roasted with its fats. Asa lechel, it's forbidden to eat from that goat, afilamarish azna, even from the top of its ears, where there's no fats over there. Obviously we see that the fats, that the prohibited item does spread throughout the whole animal, even when it's being roasted, not like Shmuel. Says the Gemara, we get tint above tzadik zayin and aleph shani chaylev de mefafeya. That halacha of Rav Huna, which was talking about when it was roasted with its fats, is different because fats bubbles and spread throughout the entire meat, even when it's roasted. Contrary, the gira nashra tendon, if it's cooking, so then the juices will take it throughout. But roasting actually will contract, and therefore it's not a contradiction. There the halacha will be that actually you could eat the whole thigh and not be concerned of the gira nashra that was inside of it.